Welcome to today's show, folks. This is an encore. Today being the 13th, we're going back to the 30th of September from 2020, last year. Vernon Dozier and Father James McCorder came on to debate high school football in the age of COVID. Should they play it? Should they not? Disastrous season last year for the coach, although I don't think things are going much better. You know, General. No, they're not. They're not going much better this year. In fact, they've lost their first two games. One to some place called Bug Eye.
Yeah, it's Bug Eye. They're in their league.
That's the name of the high school.
Yeah, Bug Eye Tech.
Yeah, I think it's Bug Eye Tech or something like that. Bug Eye Tech, and then who? And Love Village.
Yeah, they lost to Love Village.
Love Village, boy. I think the problem you got, Coach, is you need to coach another team, man. I think things are getting weird at Belmar. Anyway, let's check it out, baby, from the 30th of September 2020, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Tonight on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, we'll speak with Coach Vernon Dozier of Belmar Academy, as well as one of the school's administrators, Father James McCorders. The future of high school football, tonight on the Phil Hendry Show.
On the Phil Hendry Show, tonight, high school football, is it going to last?
I'm Margaret Cray.
This is General Galen Shaw.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman. And now, Phil Hendry on high school football.
Yeah, thanks, Bud. Not laughing. Thanks, Bud. Welcome to the program. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the coming high school football season. Obviously, we're dealing with a lot. It isn't just about football. It's about school. And to that end, will there be a safe environment for the kids? Will there be a safe place for them to study, to learn, and to play, to recreate, to demonstrate their athletic abilities on the field of friendly strife, as General Douglas MacArthur, what are you looking at?
Just seeing if you can say his name.
General Douglas MacArthur once said. And to that end, we'd like to welcome onto the program Coach Vernon Dozier of Belmar Academy. He is the head coach of the Belmar Academy Slaughterhouse, their varsity football team, and has been a respected member of the high school football coaching ranks for a long time. And Coach, this coming football season, and I know we're going to have one, Father McCorders from the administration in a moment, this coming football season, as well as, I suppose, this coming athletic season for all sports, is a challenge because of the pandemic. We've had an awful lot of states weighing in, governors making bold decisions. You've heard what's happened down in Florida, correct? Do you have a take on any of this?
Yeah, Phil, my take is a simple one, I think. I am very happy to say that I don't care whether football gets played this year or not.
Now that's controversial, isn't it?
Well, it may be controversial, General, but I personally, and I've said this on your program before, and I don't think I'm talking out of school, I'm personally happy to see that football will be impacted. I'm happy to see that in our case, we won't be playing football. Now, I know you're going to have Father McCorders on here in a minute, who doesn't agree with me and had me up at 6 a.m., and I will say this, and I respect and I love Father McCorders, but he had me up at 6 a.m. Last week, screaming down the phone line.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, screaming down the phone line saying, what are we going to do? What are we going to, hey, man, you know. And I said to him, Father, we have a pandemic. We have a plague. We have a disease. No.
All right, now I don't want to get you worked up here, Coach, because we have an awful lot to talk about.
No, hold on. You're not going to get me worked up, but this is something I feel really strong about. Okay, turn left here. I got my wife. Man, we're going to dinner tonight, Tim.
Oh, we're sorry to interrupt, Coach.
No, it's all right. Go left here, honey. I tell you, so much is going on.
You're going off to dinner with your wife. Margaret's right. We don't want to interrupt you.
No, it's right. It's something I want to talk about. Go left here, baby. It's okay. The pandemic.
Tell you what, you want to collect yourself and...
Well, I'm trying to get my wife turned around. We're going to have dinner tonight over Fresh Choice, just to hang a big U-turn.
We were talking about Fresh Choice the other night.
Oh, yeah? That's great. Turn around, honey. Turn left.
We're talking about it the other night, because it's very enjoyable.
Yeah, it's great. It's also very affordable, too. And as I'm not saying I don't get paid well, but I'm a high school teacher and football coach, so you can well imagine. I probably get a better salary than a lot of because of my notoriety. And go left here, sweetheart.
All right, okay, so we'll continue if it's not a distraction.
No, it's not a distraction at all, no.
So you were talking about Father McQuarters.
Yeah, Father McQuarters called me the other morning, and he's screaming and yelling down a phone line. Now, you can well imagine when you're awake at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you... hold on. No, you got to go left. Go left.
Coach, I got to tell you, we may need to just leave the...
No, Phil, I'm fine. Just, it's okay, sweetheart. She's confused. We're in a new neighborhood. We're going up to... Oh, she thinks we're going to Damien's. We're not going to Damien's Steakhouse, honey.
Damien's Steak, that's a great place.
Yeah, you got to go to dinner there.
That, Phil tells me... Frank and I haven't been. Phil tells me it's great.
Oh, it's an old-school steakhouse in Glendale. And they've got the old coleslaw and everything. And I said, I made a joke the other day. I said, they got old coleslaw. Yeah, they do. It tastes like it was made in 1970. It's actually a great restaurant. I shouldn't have said that. I was trying to buy a cheap laugh. Hold on. Go left. I'm sorry, Phil. Hold on for a minute.
All right. Why don't we get Father McQuarters?
Wait. Please, Phil. Just go left. This is my left arm. This is my left arm. Go in. Yeah. All right, Phil. I'm ready to go.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely ready to go, yeah.
All right, so, Coach, you were saying that...
So Father McQuarters woke me up the other morning, and I pick up the phone, and it's almost like a high-pitched... I don't know if you've ever heard an air raid, like those air raid... And I'm being facetious a little bit, but to wake up in the morning and hear McQuarters... Yeah, it almost blended into a... I'm sorry, Phil, I'm not...
Are you okay? Can you talk with us tonight?
Yeah, no, what's wrong?
Well, let me say, Phil. You know, you and I have known each other a long time, Coach. Are you all right? Can you...
Yes, I'm all right. What is with you guys?
Well, you sound distracted. You sound...
I'm a little... Here's what I'm distracted about, okay?
You sound...
Wait, hold on for a minute. Here's what I'm distracted about, okay? When you get up in the morning, okay... There used to be a song called The Israelites, Gerald.
No, Coach.
Wait. Just hold on. There used to be a song out called The Israelites, and the song started out, get up in the morning, you think. And that was my mood the other morning when Father James McQuarters called me up at 7 a.m.
Coach, you don't sound well.
Would you hold... Why is it I can't be emotional?
We don't mind you being emotional. We want to make sure you're all right.
I'm all right. Please, what's irritating me is you guys won't let me get what I want to say.
Coach wants to say what he wants to say. Let him get it out.
Thank you very much, bud.
All right, I'm sorry.
Okay. When I get up in the morning, and I pick the phone up, and I hear Father McQuarters, and he's on...
Why are you breathing like that?
This is how I'm breathing. Just allow me.
Just let the coach say what he wants to say, then you guys can talk.
Thank you very much, Robert. If it wasn't for Robert and Bud, I wouldn't get a word in edgewise here. I'm breathing this way because I want to get... This is frustrating. I get up in the morning. The night before, he took $300 off of me. Yeah.
How? What do you mean?
In a card game, okay, over at the Rectory, over at Belmar. It was all up... But he took $300 off of me. And then he had the temerity to call me up at 6 a.m. and say, what are we going to do? There's no football season. What are we going to do? And I said, Father McQuarters, you had the brass you-know-what to take $300 off of me last night. Now you call me at 6 a.m. and you ask me. He says, you know, that's your own bad luck. It's your own misfortune. You shouldn't gamble anyway. Yep, ba 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 ba. And it doesn't end, Phil, you see?
All right, I got the story. Let me get Father McQuarters on, okay?
All right, but I just want to make sure that you understand.
Coach, everybody's worried about the way you breathe, and I try to tell them that's the way you breathe, you're excited.
Thank you, but that is when I get excited.
You're not asthmatic or anything.
No, I'm not asthmatic, all right? I'm just trying to tell you, I'm happy there's not going to be any football this year, all right? Hold on for just a minute, Phil. I swear to God. Left, honey. This is my left arm. This is my right arm. Okay?
All right, Coach, we're going to put you on hold.
No.
Coach Vernon Dozier, we're going to have you back, Coach. But right now, we want to get Father James McQuarters on the line. Father McQuarters is with us here from Belmar Academy there. Father, did you hear any of that?
Yes, I did, Phil. And, you know, it's a bit disappointing to hear Coach Dozier speak that way, because we did have a card game. It was none of the business of the audience, I don't think. And it was a spirit game. And I did call him up and say, I did not sound like an air raid siren. I said to him, and I was very concerned, you know, to say that, what are we going to do in the forthcoming football season? And how is this going to play out? And I don't think it's such a crazy notion to want to know what your head coach thinks.
All right, we've got him on hold because we thought he was sounding a little tense.
You're talking about hypertension. Weren't you talking about that the other day?
Yes, I was, yeah.
All right. I think that Coach Dozier, in his own way, probably suffers from that. I'm not exactly sure, because the way he breathes.
Okay, Coach Vernon Dozier joining us now on our Newsmaker line. Coach Dozier?
Yeah, I'm right here. Look, Father McQuarters, that is...
I'm saying that... I don't say I don't respect you, all right?
Well, you're not a... Are you a doctor?
No, I'm not a doctor.
Well, then how can you talk about me having hypertension?
I'm saying not about hypertension, Vernon. I'm saying that, all right, yes, go to the doctor for hypertension.
I get a physical all the time from a doctor.
All right, I'm concerned because the way you breathe, do you hear how you...
Everybody talks about how I breathe.
All right, Coach, we're not trying to get into some diagnosis of you.
Then I would appreciate it if people would stop doing it. Okay.
All we're saying is that when you're on the phone, you're like this. You're going, hey.
Yes, that's how I breathe, because it releases tension, because I know that I'm going to be talking about things that make me very angry. If you wouldn't mind, hold on for a minute. You got to go left, honey. I don't know how any other way.
This he does this all the time, Phil, when I'm talking to him. He's in the car with his wife, Mindy.
My nurse.
Is her name Mandy?
Yeah, I was going to say, my wife's name Mandy.
I don't understand what the man's saying.
Coach, we're on the program to talk to you today about you coaching football and the prospects for the coming season, but I don't want you on here if it is so upsetting.
Phil, it is not. What's upsetting is you not letting me get out what I'm trying to say, okay?
Coach, but when you go, yeah,
now, you can turn this into a joke if you want to, Father McQuarters. Father McQuarters called me the other morning about 6:30. Okay.
No, I called you at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock straight up.
You called me 6 o'clock.
I called you at 6 o'clock straight up.
Okay. All right. Fine. And immediately he said, "What are we going to do about the football season? When are we going to start to play? We've got to start to play." And I said to him, "The directive from the governor of the state of California." And he says to me, "No, it isn't. The governor said that we should be playing." I said, "The hell!" He said, "Here's the," and he got.
I got it wrong. I got Gavin Newsom mixed up with DeSantis.
Yeah, you sure as hell did. You sure did get it mixed up. How you could make that mistake? And so I said to him,
"Look, Vernon," and I say this with love, "don't speak to me in public as if I'm your subordinate. I'm the man that brought you aboard at Belmar Academy. You recognize that, right?"
"Yes, Father, I do."
"All right. Then speak to me with some respect."
"Sir, Father McQuarters, sir."
"All right.
I'm saying that the coaching of a football team this year for me is at the bottom of the list. It's at the end. It's the last thing on the list of things that I want to do."
"And why is that, sir?"
"It's because, first of all, because I need a break. Secondly, the country is gripped by a plague. That,
I wish you wouldn't call it a plague. A plague is biblical. This is something they simply... Please don't call it a plague."
"I'm calling it a plague. That's exactly what it is, a plague."
"So you get your kicks to..."
"No, I'm not getting my kicks doing anything. I'm saying it's a plague, and we have to take it seriously. I'm glad whoever the governor of the state of California... I happen to know it's Gavin Newsom. You think it's Ron DeSantis."
"No, I don't. If who's the one that said we should go back to school?"
"Ron DeSantis."
"And he's not the governor of California?"
"No, I'm afraid..." "Wow.
Yeah, the governor of California is Gavin Newsom, Father."
"Yeah.
Was that Robert Leonard?"
"Well, we'll all tell you that. The governor of California is Gavin Newsom."
"All right, well, he's a liberal.
Got nothing to do with it. The fact is, we're not going to play football this year. And
I thought the governor said that football was fine if you wear face coverings and this kind of thing."
"You can't wear face coverings when you..."
All right, hold on, gentlemen. It's an interesting discussion. We're talking here with Father James McQuarters, and who is the administrator, the headmaster at Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, a high school football power here in Southern California. They play in the southern section of the CIF, and we also have their head coach, Vernon Dozier. And there will be no football played, at least as far as I know, and as far as it's as far as I know for the state, there will be no football played.
Do you know whether or not football has been called off officially in the state of California?
Can we find that out, Bud?
Yeah, we can, but I mean...
But what?
Does that mean you got to look something up? Is that...
God.
Yeah, look it up, man. Bud, you can look that up.
Go look that up for us, Bud. It's a good thing for you to do.
Whatever. Yeah, apparently California has been split into two. It's been split in two. And,
That mean it's been split in two? It means that the season doesn't start till January, okay? So what they're going to do is they're going to have a season athletic starting in January. Whether or not that includes football, I have no idea.
You knew this and you didn't tell me?
Father, I don't. It's not my job. You're the administrator.
Well, Father, don't you think that's something you ought to...
Yes, I should know it, but...
All right, so I want to finish what I was saying. And Father McQuarters, I'm glad that you're here because this is important. I have said many times that I'm tired and I'm...
You're a great coach, and we need you on the sidelines. You're a great coach, and we need you out there.
Yes, you need me out there, but the fact is they have moved the schedule back. There's no football this fall. It's giving me a much-needed break because I can tell you, Father, we've had two losing seasons back-to-back, and I can't take it.
That's what I'm talking about, Phil. You know, the fact that...
Wait a minute. He said that the other morning you called up, you were screaming down the line.
I didn't scream down the line. I said, when's football start?
And I told you that there's not going to be any football.
Yeah, you said there's not going to be any football because you decided there wouldn't be.
Well, in part, yeah, but the fact is there's no football.
Well, there's no football, Father McQuarters, because the CIF, the California Interscholastic Federation, has said so. That is their determination.
All right, it's their determination. Good for them. Good for them. All they want to do, and what I'm saying, what are you listening to anyway, if you don't mind me saying, mind me asking you?
I'm listening to Savage Nation. What's the problem?
Oh, that.
All right, you want me to...
Can you turn the radio down a little bit, Vernon, so we can...
All right, how's that?
That's fine. Now, I called you the other morning, and I said to you, look, Coach, what's going on? We've got fun with Father McQuarters. We've got our bagel night. We're going to be selling the Krispy Kreme, all of the things we use to fundraise for the band. You know, we have, for the very first year, Phil, we'll have a marching band. We're very, very proud of that. We have Tuba Tuesday, where we march up and down the streets. And
Tuba Tuesday? You're borrowing that from... There's another school up where Phil lives, up there in Port Hueneme. Where, Phil?
Yeah, there's a school near Channel Islands Beach that is... they do Tuba Tuesday.
Okay, so we borrowed...
Look at that. That's great. So you're borrowing ideas from other schools. There's nothing wrong with that, but just at least say you're doing it.
Say I'm doing that. If I independently thought of it, would you say that it was their idea?
All right, so you're doing Tuba Tuesday.
We're doing Tuba Tuesday, and we're...
Doing Tuba. What's that going to do? How much money is that going to raise? High school football is what does it for you. We raise the money. We're the ones that promote all those events. If you don't have football, you don't have Krispy Kreme night. You don't have fun with Father McQuarters.
Oh, here we go. We're going to have this discussion again, huh? You don't like that?
I don't know what fun with Father McQuarters means.
It's a bounce house. And I get in there with the students. I get in with the, you know, the juniors and the seniors.
Uh-huh. Oh, baby. You better watch your tone with me. I don't think it's healthy, Father, with you jumping up and down.
I'm up, Phil. I'm jumping up and down in the bounce house with the seniors and the juniors as a part of their rite of passage. The seniors are graduating, and the juniors are passing into a senior year.
What's the story of going into a bounce house with them?
We're having a couple of laughs. We're going, wee, you know. You guys think that's some kind of a freak of the week thing, don't you?
I think it's very weird, yeah.
Okay, and you think it's very weird. Why? Because it's unusual?
You know, you call me up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you go, what's going on with fun with Father McQuarters? What about the Krispy Kreme? You know, I could care less. I told you there's no football.
Right, and I asked you to check that out with the CIF.
I don't have to check it out with the CIF. I said I did, but you also said you would.
And I did, and I had other things I had to do.
All right, so this sounds to me like, Father McQuarters, you said you'd do something you didn't do. Coach Dozier already looked it up.
You better believe I looked it up. And they, but it's, again, that's my,
We're into a discussion here of who told who what to do, and both of you guys are high-level administrators at the school. You ought to figure that stuff out. Father McCorder's moving forward. It sounds like you got a football coach that doesn't want to coach football this year, and he said that you were screaming at him. This is some sort of...
No, I wasn't screaming at him. Well, all right, but you call me up at 6 o'clock in the morning going, hey, what about fun with Father McCorder's at a bounce house? I'm going, and I said to you...
Look, Vernon...
Wait a minute. I said to you,
Vernon.
Wait, I'm going to get this said, okay?
Now, Vernon.
Wait, I'm going to get this said. I said to you, that you.
Here he goes again. Every time he gets tense, he goes, I said to you, yeah.
I'm not saying yeah. I'm saying, hold on for a minute.
Let the man say what he wants to say. For God's sake, everybody commenting on the way he breathes.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
I said to you, that at 6 o'clock in the morning, to call me up while I'm sleeping, and I'm dreaming, and I was having a great dream, too. You want to know the dream I was having? You want to know the dream I was having?
Not particularly, no.
Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. I was dreaming.
You were dreaming, let me agree, that you had oxygen.
Come on, guys.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go ahead, okay?
I'm waiting.
I was dreaming that I was on a Polynesian island. Okay?
And you were having relations with a beautiful Polynesian girl.
That's right. And all of this hell, all of this horror, all of this living nightmare... It wasn't part of my life.
Were you breathing properly in your dream?
Father, I've never said this to you. Never mind.
All right, let's watch it. Father McCorder's quit taunting him.
All right, fine. You know what? I'm trying to get him to say what he wants to say. Well, he can breathe normally, but never mind how I breathe. Hold on for a minute. What are you doing? Where are we now?
Hold on, Phil. We're all the way in.
We're in Riverside. The restaurant was 2 blocks from the house. The restaurant was 2 blocks from the house.
Phil,
do you need to call me back?
Wait.
Left!
Now, Phil...
Okay, put him on hold, and Father McCorder's, you have the floor.
Thank you, Phil. What I've been trying to say all along is that there are great many functions that have to do with a high school... A lot of them social, some of their fundraisers, and so on and so forth. And when I called up Father McCorder the other morning, and I said to him, what are you going to do about the bounce house fun with Father... Well, when I called up Vernon Dozier, the other morning, and I said, what are you going to do about fun with Father McCorder and the bounce house?
I don't understand this bounce house. You're in there bouncing around with the juniors and the seniors.
Yes, it's a big gag. It's a load of laughs.
I don't understand. So you're jumping up and down?
We jump up and down, and we go, whee! You know what? Never mind. Forget I brought it up.
Father...
Forget I brought it up, okay? The point of... Let's concentrate on the Krispy Kreme. Concentrate on Tuba Tuesday. Concentrate on I've Got a Horn to You. And,
What is I've Got a Horn to You?
It's a part of the band.
Raising money for the new band. I told you, we've got a new band. We've had to do a marching band. We've got to get uniforms. Well, you don't listen very well, do you?
Yeah, I listen fine. I just don't know what you meant.
So,
now, we got Vernon Dozier. Vernon Dozier is back and under control. He was talking to his wife.
I don't think you should put that man back on the air. I think, as you've said, he's out of control, Phil. And he obviously needs something, man. I don't know what it... Man, he needs something.
Vernon Dozier, I'm sorry. Vernon is on the line with us. Vernon, are you okay now?
What is this? He's calling me, saying you're hoping that I'm under control. Yes, I'm okay. Okay, I'm all right.
You know, we didn't know, Vernon.
I was trying to deal with my wife. I kept telling her to go left. I said it a million.
If you need to get to where you're going...
That's the thing. If you're lost...
We're not lost. We're out in Riverside. I live 2 blocks from a Fresh Choice. My wife drove 30 miles.
Oh, man. You know something? Maybe it's a good idea you do take a break.
Is that right? So are you firing me?
I'm not... No, I'm not firing you, for God's sake.
Please fire me. Please fire me.
No, I won't do it. We need you. and we need you out there on the sideline come football season.
There's not going to be a football season this year because the CIF has split the season. They pushed the season back.
I don't understand when you say they've split the seasons, okay? What does that mean, Coach?
I don't get that either. Why don't you explain that?
Oh, well, okay. You know, I explained it to you once before in your office, Father. I said when they split the season, it means they're going, when they split the seasons, is that three distinct seasons, football and then basketball and then baseball. It's going to be football, basketball, and then and football, basketball, and whatever the hell, like water polo, and then baseball. Only two seasons. Only it's going to be different for us because we're not going to be playing football because I...
All right, take it easy.
Wait a minute. Because I need a break. And I'm taking a break. So this disease, this pandemic that has killed 200,000 people, and may God help me for saying this, may God have mercy on my soul, but I like it. Okay?
Oh, my God. You know...
No. I love it. Because it's given me time away from you.
Vernon, I may have to fire you.
Time away from you.
I may have to fire you, Vernon.
I don't care. Time away from you. All right.
We're listening to Vernon Dozier and Father James McCorders from Belmar Academy talking about the coming high school sports season, and they're having a decided difference of opinion here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I didn't mean to interrupt you guys.
Stop talking because I heard you.
I thought you were going into a commercial break.
You don't have to worry about the commercial breaks we're going into. You gentlemen just talk, and we'll tell you when to stop talking.
All right. So are you going to a commercial break?
Yeah, we'll go into... Hold on for a minute, okay?
All right. I'm just trying to know what you...
We'll take a commercial break right now, folks, as we listen to Father James McCorders and Vernon Dozier, although we're concerned. Yeah, I'm concerned that Coach Dozier, you know, might be having a little bit of a rough time there. I don't know. He's a very, very tense guy.
But there's no question that Coach Vernon Dozier is a very, very tense man, and you can hear him having, he's struggling a bit, and yet that's the way he breathes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the secret is. Well, Robert, you know, you've listened to him. Yeah, I've talked to him off the air, and he just, when he gets tense...
Then he gets tense, he just goes, yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show with Coach Vernon Dozier and Father James McCorders. Charlie LaFountain's going to join us. He's a member of the Parents Advisory Board at Belmar Academy to give us a little bit more of a perspective when we come back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. The world famous Phil Hendry Show in its 30th year supports all kinds of high school sports. Football, basketball, baseball, ice hockey, hunting, fishing, and
Alpine skiing.
Whatever they do in high school, we're all in favor of that.
Except for smoking cigarettes and off-campus drinking.
Off-campus drink. Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much for that, General.
You're welcome, whoever you are.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, in support of teachers, students, all that.
In its 30th year.
Yeah, in our 30th year. How would you like to get rich in the world of real estate? I'm Bosca Hauser. Join me Saturday nights at 7 o'clock for Bosca Hauser's Real Estate Tips. I'll show you how to flip a house, how to pick a house up, and throw it into the ocean if you need to. I can show you all the big muscle techniques in the world of real estate. Bosca Hauser, 40 years selling real estate, sometimes actually making money on it. I've got these tips and more. Bosca Hauser's Real Estate Hour. Join me this weekend on public television, PPTTBBTT, channel 600-something. Never mind, I'll let you know when the time comes. Bosca Hauser, Real Estate Tips and More. What is that? I've got a weird name? All right, I'm a native of Kazakhstan. Problem? Any problems? No? You? Bosca Hauser, Real Estate and More. This weekend on public television, channel 647. All right, maybe we haven't signed the deal yet. Welcome back, world famous Phil Hendry Show, as we talk about high school football and the attendant, high school everything, actually. What's going to be actually on tap this football season? Well, nothing. In the state of California, they've canceled the football season at least till the middle of the year. When I say the middle of the scholastic year, so that would be like in January. We have on the line Coach Vernon Dozier, he's the high school football coach, Father James McCorders, who is one of the administrators there. And also Charlie LaFountain is on the line with us. Charlie is a father. He's a member of the advisory board for Belmar Academy and is going to give us kind of a little bit of a perspective. Charlie, how are you?
Yeah, I feel very good. Thank you.
All right. Tell me how this all strikes you. You're a father. You've got a son, a junior, and he's also on the football team. So tell us what your feelings are about this.
Well, there's a part of me that is in favor of what Coach Dozier is saying. In other words, I don't want to see my son jeopardized in such a manner.
There's no reason.
Wait, Father, if I could finish what I'm saying.
Yeah, let Mr. LaFountain.
I have great respect for you, Father, but you know I disagree with you on this.
I understand you do, but do you understand that this helps the tuition? A lot of your parents out there are paying, a high tuition. It costs money to send your child to Belmar Academy. No one's disputing that fact, but we do try through scholarships.
Yes, and the scholarship fund is a great thing, but if I may continue, my question and my fear is this bounce house. I don't care whether they play football or not. I might want them to play football.
Here we go.
Here we go again, because it's the second year of the bounce house. I'm not saying you're molesting kids. Understand that.
But that's the prejudice. That's the fear. That's what people are saying, that somehow I molested a child.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, why? Why would you have a bounce house?
He can't even answer that for me.
Hold on, Coach. Why would you do that?
I'm having a bounce house for a couple of laughs. The seniors and the juniors, we go into the bounce house and go, you're celebrating, the seniors are graduating, we. And
okay, so what about the juniors?
And the juniors are graduating. No, they're not graduating, but they're moving into the top class, you see. And we're just...
Yeah, so you're jumping around, bounce. Why do that? Why not have a...
What's wrong with it? That's what I'm trying to understand. What's wrong with it?
It has the appearance of... It's very weird. Would you say that, Charlie? Yeah, but it could be Mr. LaFountain to you, if you don't mind. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, Mr. LaFountain, would you say that?
Yeah,
I would say that. I'd say that it has the appearance of inappropriateness. It's weird, because we have other parents from other schools visiting...
Cares about the parents from other schools.
I do. I got another. I'm bringing parents on a tour of the campus, and there's Father McQuarters going, wee, or whatever the hell you said. And there's my son in there.
Oh, my God. So you think I'm being inappropriate to children?
No, sir, I'm not. I don't think we're saying that at all, Father McQuarters. We're saying it has the appearance of it's just, it's a little spooky. It's too spooky for me.
Well, I think both of you men ought to learn a little, learn a little tolerance, and not to be so influenced by other people's opinions. Boy, I'll tell you, that's some henhouse bullshit.
And this is the other problem we got, Mr. Henry, the way this man talks. He talks that way about around the parents, Mr. Henry.
Okay, are you using like four-letter words, Father McQuarters?
You know, in the words of General George Patton, when I want it to stick, I give it to them high and hard, okay? I ram it in, and I make sure it's hard.
Oh, my God. Did you hear what you just said? You ram it in high and hard.
And so they want to turn that into something filthy, too. This is the problem that you have when you're administrator of Belmar Academy, and I'm giving a break to your son, Mr. LaFountain, Sean LaFountain, who's the backup quarterback. Is that right, Dozier?
Dozier, is it?
I'm sorry. Isn't it right, Coach Dozier?
Yes, it's right. All right, Sean LaFountain is our backup quarterback.
All right, I understand I'm getting a break on the tuition. I understand that. And the way we do that is fun with Father McQuarters, and we have the Krispy Kreme weekend.
Oh, so... Wait a minute. Are you telling me you're charging money for fun with Father McQuarters?
Of course.
How much is it going to cost the kids to get into a bounce house with you?
$5.
Oh, that is so... Are you? There's not a kid on earth, not a kid that has been born yet, not a kid that's been conceived, not a kid that's been imagined, that will get into a bounce house with you for $5.
Well, you know something? You never know until you try it. And
are you saying, Father McQuarters, you haven't even tried this yet? You're just going to charge these young people $5 to get into a bounce house with you?
Yes, that's exactly what... See, what is this anyway? You people trying to tell me...
I'm telling you, you won't get one red cent.
Well, there's a difference of opinion there.
Why would my son or any kid want to get into a bounce house with you and go, wee, but man, you don't get it.
No, you don't get young people. They love bounce houses, and they love to jump up, and I guarantee you, if we'll make $100 or I'm a godmother.
Hey, right there, he almost said the F word, okay?
Yeah, he does that an awful lot, Phil, and this is one of the problems we've got.
I didn't say the, I said I'm a godmother, and then I mumbled out the...
You mumbled out the F word.
I mumbled. I didn't say what word I said.
Okay, I think we're beginning to defeat the purpose. I don't know how informative this is, but it's getting kind of strange.
It's strange because of these two monkeys trying to tell me that the kid won't pay.
I resent being called a monkey. Right there, I resent that.
You may resent it, but you two apes have been going at me, note and tongue, asking about this, that, and something else, and this bounce house. You got the bounce house in the brain!
You know, Father McCordis, everybody started out saying that I was under too much pressure. I think you're the one, my friend.
Oh, no.
No, you are the one, okay? You have been sitting there all night.
You're the one going, yeah.
Okay, I want to say this, Mr. Henry. I'm a faculty. I'm not a faculty.
You are a parent. I'm on the faculty.
You're part of the PTA.
Okay, thank you. And I don't like hearing administrators from my kid's school talking to each other like they're two-bit, like they're just sort of punking each other, like they're two punks going chest-to-chest in a filthy alley someplace. I like to think that there's a little bit more decorum.
All right, it's been a very fascinating discussion. What I'm getting from this is...
How fascinating?
Yes, but you understand...
Wait a minute. Father McCordis, Mr. LaFountain, it's been a fascinating discussion, but what I'm getting from this is there's not going to be football this fall, whether you like it or not, Father McCordis. Okay.
All right, and there won't be any of the scholastic monies available for Sean LaFountain.
No, we've got a contract with your school. You're not going to start pulling the rug out from underneath us.
Just so you know, it's going to be putting a real squeeze on me now to try to fund some of these scholarships when we don't have fun with Father McCordis, the Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, see, and you say that I've got a problem breathing? Man.
Krispy Kreme night. The hot buttered bun night, and butter your bun night. All of this...
What is butter your bun night? I gotta know that.
You know something? It's a private school, and we do what we gotta do to raise the money. And I'm shocked.
Yeah, look at that, Phil. Butter your bun night. What do you call that? I call that... You talk about inappropriate. And this guy's trying to get... He's calling me up at 6 in the morning.
If this is gang up on Father McCordis night, I'm out, okay?
Not gang up on Father McCordis.
All right, gentlemen, hold on. I think we've come to the end of this discussion. I would simply say Father McCordis is, in his way, trying to raise money. It might be a little weird, Father McCordis, with the bounce house. You know what I'm saying?
You don't know. You know what? You don't know what you're talking about. You're talking right through your ear end. And I would suggest that you could give yourself, another 10 years of life. You stop meddling in the affairs of Belmar Academy.
I'm not meddling in any affairs of Belmar Academy. I'm saying, you know, just maybe cool it with some of these promotions.
Well, that's my point exactly. And I'm not going to have my son bounce around the bounce house.
We heard you already, LaFountain. You can give it a rest now. Who was that? It's me, Coach Dozier.
Oh, baby. You're talking to...
All right, guys, thanks very much. But we've got to bring this to a halt.
This guy is talking to me like he's talking to me like I just have nothing, like I'm something that just fell out of a goat's ass out in the field someplace as he's riding his bicycle.
Riding my bicycle? You know something, LaFountain, guys like you.
No, you're not going to talk to me.
You know, these guys, this is the PTA, and this is a member of the faculty. These two guys are assholes. That's the part that I don't get, you know.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
You know, this is something, Mr. Henry, that I want to continue, not on your program, but I'd like to continue this at the school.
That's fine. You can talk to me anytime you want.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to fight you, LaFountain. I'm just going to talk.
That's fine. I want to talk, too. But I will do this under the aegis of Father McCordis or somebody there at the administrative level.
That's all well and good. If you're saying there's some problem there between you and the coach, then I would suggest the problem is with the scholastic buddy.
All right, Father McCordis, thank you. We'll say goodbye to you guys, and I hope you can work this thing out.
Yeah, thanks a lot for nothing.
All right, thanks very much, Mr. Henry.
Phil, thank you. But I'm telling you.
Are you all right?
Yeah, hold on. Left. You know what? This is my left hand. This is my right.
You know, Vernon, why don't you start driving the car?
Hey, now there's an idea. You take over driving the car.
All right, honey, pull over. I'm gonna drive. Pull over. I'm going to drive. She's speeding up, Phil. Pull over. I'm going to drive.
Is she drunk?
No, she's not. Okay. Are we going home? Good. Then I'm starving. Then I'll starve to death. I've got nothing to eat. Thanks so much. Thanks a lot, Mindy.
Vernon Dozier and... Is he still there?
Yeah, Coach, you're still there, or where are you?
Where am I, or am I still here?
Okay, thanks. See you later.
Yeah, goodbye.
Coach Vernon Dozier, Father James McCordis, and Charlie LaFountain, who's a member of the Parent Advisory Committee there at Belmar Academy on the future of football at Belmar Academy and high schools in California and across the country. And you can look state by state, right?
There's a guide state by state that'll tell you what your teams are doing. So on and so forth.
Great. So what happens in California happens differently
somewhere else.
And the father, and I just got off the phone with Vernon Dozier. The car, his wife's still going, and she's they're heading out into Nevada.
His wife is still driving the car out of town?
Yeah. She's.
Thanks so much, folks, for...
Let me... Vernon, hi, it's Margaret. Can I talk to her? Can I talk to her? It's Margaret. Margaret Gray. Margaret...
Thanks very much, folks. Talk to you tomorrow.
Margaret Gray. Let me talk to her.
Okay, thanks very much. What are you doing, bud?
She won't. She's... Go left. Go left. Left is the hand that you don't write with. Go left.
Let me talk to her.
She won't take the...
Thanks a lot, everybody. Goodbye. World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved. Podcast one.
No, you write with your right hand. What can you not do with your left hand? Like, how about nothing? You sure don't give me any fun with it.